Looking for a Honda? Get to RauschHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RauschHonda.com. And remember,
Honda. Right now on the live line, it is Matt Mayer. He is president of the Buckeye Institute. Matt, great to talk to you this morning.
Hey, thanks, Joe, for having me.
Absolutely. Got a couple of new guys on staff today, huh?
Yeah, we do. We had some great news. Former Columbus Mayor Greg Lucek has joined our board and has become the chairman of the board, and that's just a huge change for us. And then we've got a great philanthropic guy named Dan Peters down from Cincinnati, who is really kind of a nationally known K-12 thought leader on reform. So we're real excited to have those two join our board.
Education is always one of the biggies at the Buckeye Institute, isn't it?
It has been for quite some time, that's for sure.
Yeah, and what do you think Greg will bring to the table?
You know, he really brings a couple of key things. One, he brings a lot of gravitas. I mean, the guy's just been around and done some good things. And equally important, he brings a perspective as somebody who actually governed, which is important, and governed in a big city here in Ohio that has seen the problems that we're facing as a state and maybe has some great ideas or some leadership on how we need to start fixing those things, because, boy, there's just a real lack of ideas today.
Yeah, plus he's a fairly imposing guy, so if you need to intimidate one of the other think tanks, he's your guy.
Yeah, exactly. I just have to call him up and have him show up. That's exactly right.
It's not all bad. Hey, I was doing a little reading on the BuckeyeInstitute.org this morning, and I see you've got some thoughts on the Third Frontier Initiative. This was a state-run deal to try to create high-tech jobs. How did they do, and do you think we could have done better?
Well, they say we've done great, and we're trying to get a hold of the data now to figure out what that means exactly, because we've read the report that was issued by the consultant they hired, and it all looks and sounds good, but we've got some real skepticism there, only because, you know, if you just spend $1 billion and you can create a bunch of jobs, then well, just spend $20 billion and we'll have all Ohioans employed. And you and I both know that's not the way it works. So there's got to be a little bit of I don't want to say fudging, but you know, how many of those jobs still exist? What did we include in those jobs as created? And those types of questions. That once we get the data and we can really figure out where the rubber meets the road on that one. And more importantly, what we don't know is, as we displaced the private sector in terms of the venture capital and the equity side of it, you know, what companies weren't funded, and how do we create a robust private equity sector here in Ohio if government's going to continue to step in and do it for the private sector?
Yeah. How long do you think the private sector can keep putting off the government, though? I mean, when, you know, from a federal level, they spend, I think I saw a number this morning, $12,200 for each car that GM did the cash for clunkers deal. That's how much the taxpayers were on the ticket for that. When that's your lead in the federal level, how can you expect the states to do anything different?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Joel. I mean, we are reaching an unsustainable point in government spending at all levels. I mean, it's you know, the feds are hitting record deficits, record budgets. Here in Ohio, we've got deficits, and as you know, they're trying to close the last budget deficit, and we've got another $5 to $7 billion deficit staring us down for the next budget that we haven't even started talking about yet.
Yeah.
And then at the city and county level, we still have deficits. I mean, you know, Mayor Coleman just put together a contract for police officers, and look, I spent 2.5 years working to help our police officers stop terrorists here in this country, and I support them fully. But can we really afford to give 7.5-8% raises when we have deficits in the city and we just raise taxes on taxpayers? It just seems to me no one's really ready to make the serious decisions about controlling the cost of government.
Yeah, that was another, as you mentioned that about the police, I think I saw a piece this morning that federal, non-governmental federal employees get a 2% bump for next year. And I just wonder how many people this morning who are either unemployed or who can't get a raise out of their boss are really happy that they're going to have to pay more tax to give other people a raise when they can't get one.
No, that's exactly right. And you just saw that in Columbus. You know, the Columbus taxpayers just got hit with that 0.5% raise. And now, you know, how are we dealing with our first responders, which are important people? Don't get me wrong. I'm a fully supportive of our fire and police officers. But again, we got to tighten the belt here. And tighten the belt doesn't mean giving 8% raise over the next 3 years when we're in deficit spending. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, I think if it's good for the taxpayer, it should be good for the people on the other end of it. Matt, we could talk all day, but I'll part friends with you now. And if we need you again, I hope we can call again.
Yeah, I really appreciate it and look forward to chatting again.
All right. It's very good. That is Matt Mayer. He is the president of the Buckeye Institute.